Welcome to NSTA, The Bus Stop. This is the official podcast of the National School Transportation Association. I am Kurt Mackison, Executive Director, and with us today is Kim Rentner. She's Industry Engagement Consultant for Tyler Technology. So Kim has been a previous guest here on The Bus Stop, so welcome back, Kim.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
So what we normally do is, you know, for folks who may have missed your previous podcast, and who would do that, but in case they did, they were busy or traveling or unable to listen. Kim, why don't you tell us briefly about your background? Everybody has such an interesting story about how they got involved in student transportation. So why don't you just go through that a little bit for everyone?
Absolutely. Always glad to do that, because it's not something that, you know, when I was in school, I ever thought that this is what I'd be doing, but I'm so lucky. I actually started driving a bus many years ago when I had children, and, you know, the good old days when you could bring them with, right? Some things have changed, but it worked for our schedule. And then throughout the years, I kind of moved up the ladder once the girls were in school, and was a transportation director. I've got about 22 years experience in the field prior to coming to Tyler Technologies and working here and doing things a little bit more globally, right, instead of just for my state in Illinois. So it's really exciting. And I've worn every hat from, you know, transportation director to third-party tester, written material for the states, and just absolutely love what I do.
That's great. And yeah, you mentioned taking children with, and, you know, one of the big topics of conversation, obviously, in the industry is about making sure that we have enough drivers heading into the back to school season. So I think that's something that still is probably an attraction in many areas that you'd be allowed to do that. So it's not something that's completely gone by the wayside. And certainly, you know, operators are going to use, you know, all those things to their advantage as they look to recruit, you know, new people in the industry. So if I see them in Milwaukee, I'll tell them to talk to you, and you know, you can tell them how that worked, you know, back in the day when you were juggling schedules. So that's great, great insight.
Absolutely.
In terms of, you know, your background and then morphing into your, you know, role at Tyler Technology, you know, what's an average day look like for Kim Rentner?
Well, the fun thing is that it's never average. And I just personally, that works for me. I need that. I like to do things that are different, and I get to do that. So like I said, I'm just so lucky throughout this career. You know, like we talked about, it worked out for the schedule for me to be with my children in the beginning. So completely invaluable, right? Just wonderful. And now, same thing. I still have a lot of flexibility, but I get to be really creative and work on the things that I'm really passionate about. So I do speaking engagements, just like the one we're on now for a podcast. I'm going to be in some other things coming up, the NAPT, ACTS Roadshow, things like that. I will go to conferences throughout the country for state conferences, any type of speaking engagements there. I still train drivers. I sometimes will demonstrate our products, certainly, to, you know, transportation professionals, mostly to get their input, right? Transportation professionals everywhere are used to making do, right? That's why they're just amazing people. They're used to making do with what they have. So I like to go talk to them and find out what does the industry need. And then I get to work also with our developers. I don't pretend I know what it's like to write code. I certainly don't. But working with them is so rewarding, because I get to really explain our industry, right? Because unless you work in K-12 transportation, there's a lot of things you probably don't know or would be surprised about. And so love seeing the surprise look on people's face sometimes about what it is we do. So I get to do so many different things. And like I said, that's really my wheelhouse. I like it to look different. So I don't have too many average days, but for me, that's a great thing.
Yeah, and that's such a great, great story. And I think shared by a lot of folks, you know, within student transportation, you know, as well, no 2 days are the same. In terms of Tyler Technology and, you all interfacing, you know, with us at NSTA, that's really grown pretty exponentially over the past couple years. But from your perspective, I'd like to hear, you know, how you think, you know, the association has helped you and you know, where we're going to go in the future in terms of, you know, assisting each other to, you know, better student transportation in the long run.
Oh, yes. It's an important relationship. It just makes sense, right? Because I know when I came to Tyler, I was really happy to see that Tyler Technologies had already a long-standing relationship with NSTA. And then I am the very lucky person who gets to really be on the ground with all of you and, you know, help in any way I can. When I think about being, you know, passively being a contractor, right, and owning a business, being a member of NSTA is so valuable. And the things and the resources that you offer to your members are amazing. It's a must, quite frankly, as far as I'm concerned, if you, you know, are a contractor. So once I got to know everything that you provide, it just made sense. I've got to understand these things and continue that relationship in any way we can, because we actually provide, you know, many products for contractors. We have a lot of our clients are contractors or they have contracted services. So it's really important. Contracted services, you know, they provide things that, you know, obviously many times a school district cannot for some reason, and they just go above and beyond what they do for the students. So it's very rewarding to be involved, but super important for us here at Tyler Technologies to continue to support NSTA, to understand what it is you do, and to, you know, help be involved in any way we can.
You know, and one of those areas that we're talking about is fast approaching. So we're less than a week away from the annual meeting and convention in Milwaukee. You'll be on one of the panels up at the Pfister Hotel, and that's on entry-level driver training. And this was an issue that rose to the forefront a couple years ago in 2020, and there was an extension in February 2020 from the FMCSA, but now it's kind of fast approaching where implementation is going to take place February 7th, I believe, of 2022. You're going to be talking about that on the panel. Why don't you give us a brief thumbnail sketch of, you know, what you plan on talking about, and also, I guess, in some cases, refresh everyone's memory about ELDT.
Yes, you got it. So ELDT, you got it right there, entry-level driver training. It was actually first rolled out to, you know, let us know this is coming in 2016. And from that, it seemed like for a few years, you know, hey, this is coming, but we don't really know what it's going to look like yet. And so that made people a little bit nervous, understandably so. And then the pandemic hit and some things got, you know, held to the wayside, understandably so. But now we really need to focus on this is happening. The idea of what we're going to put together at the panel, I think, is going to be great information that is going to make you feel better about it when you leave. That's the biggest thing I want people to know, is you're probably already thinking, yeah, we have tons of time and resources, right, to deal with something else in transportation. Of course, I'm being facetious. So what we want to do is give the information, myself and the other panelists, give the information to you, break it down. It's really not as bad as it all sounds. And we can help with these things. And this is one of those services, right, that NSTA offers that we try to offer at Tyler Technologies. We're here to help the whole industry, right? Not because you need to be our client. That has nothing to do with that. So that panel, we're going to break it down for you. We're going to let you know it's not as scary as it sounds, and this can be done. It's really a matter of probably a little bit more paperwork, right? We already have to do many things for the state and when we hire a driver. And so now it's basically a federal institution that's saying, you know what, we also need to keep track of this. That's really what it boils down to. So there's some ways that they want us to send them some of the same information that really we're all already doing. So that's the good news. So come see us, and you're going to feel a lot better when you leave there, because we're going to have you, we're going to help you, excuse me, break everything down.
You know, and I think that's one of the key pillars of NSTA is that there's assistance always right around the corner. And one of our, you know, things that we always mention as a tagline for NSTA is, with NSTA, you never travel alone. And I think that's kind of what outlines, you know, the panel that we're having in Milwaukee. And so thankful that you're participating on ELDT. And I won't press you for any other questions here. Folks are going to have to come see the panel to get some of those answers. But, you know, as, you know, we approach, and it's funny, you know, everybody was chomping at the bit to get back to school, you know, as the pandemic kind of wore out, really wore out, welcome into the spring. But now we're kind of approaching the back to school season for September. Is there anything that Tyler Technologies is working on that you can talk about?
We are. And, you know, some of the things I wanted to talk about is the things we've worked on that have set us up for exactly this, right? To help our clients with the success of exactly this. We're all short on drivers. That is an age-old problem, as we know, but it's for different reasons. Professional drivers can go work for other entities and get some of the benefits that they want for their personal lives, right? So what we've done is put some things together for the industry so that this can now really be attractive to drivers. So I'll give you a couple of examples. We do have onboard navigation now. You know, many people have asked me, where has this been? And it took a while because we have to make sure we're approaching stops in the right fashion, right? Sometimes we have to approach on the right side. We have rules about that. We also have to make sure that it's compliant and that the driver can't do anything else like go on Facebook or, you know, the internet. So as a business owner or operator, you don't want to put yourself under scrutiny. And now these tools are here. They're on the market for these things. Drivers can use it for timekeeping. I don't have to tell everybody how fun payroll is for transportation. and so now we've got solutions for that. But also the employee can see, right, their own weekly payroll, what they've logged in before they turn it in, so that we're fixing mistakes before it comes out on the paycheck. Nobody wants that. That's a terrible feeling. And so they also want that onboard navigation. I know when I was a substitute driver, I was like, and I saw this, you know, here now, I'm thinking, gosh, this would have been great when I was a sub, you know, where was this years ago? Because that's a scary thing. And contracted services, we also pool our resources. It used to be that we had a handful, right, of drivers who might be willing to go to a brand new town that they're not super familiar with, or, you know, don't drive every day because we're creatures of habit. Well, now we have more people for that pool because we have the onboard navigation. Above and beyond that, we also have products that help our clients get ready for the seating charts now that they must put in place. And so it's not just an outline of the bus, right? Anybody can do that. There's intelligence to help build it. First one on is walking to the back. So this helps your team put those things together following the parameters that they're supposed to in their area, because we know it's different throughout the country, certainly. And as we go back to school too, another attractive thing for drivers, I think, is alternative modes of transportation. And so now, instead of having that big bus outside with the banner, right, drivers needed, I think if you can think of that like a visual, that might make a lot of people nervous and may not speak to everyone in the community. And they may not know, hey, you don't have to drive the big yellow bus. You could possibly drive a van or a different type of vehicle that doesn't have those requirements. You know, the biggest requirement is that school bus permit and all of the learning that it takes to be able to drive students, K-12 students. So now we can reach out to a bigger community that might find that job attractive and work for them. They're not so nervous about the big bus. And some of the things that we've been working on that has helped us with that is when you think about building a route, right? Very fundamentally, you want to have software that is user-friendly, most importantly, customizable. We need to make true reflections of what's happening on the road. Why? Because the public drives the demand. The public now wants to see their child, wants to see the bus, wants an ETA on an app on their phone of when that bus is coming. So if you don't have good software that can reflect what's happening, and your routers are having to fight with it for a half hour to get it to say what they need it to, that's a problem. Because now when we become transparent to the public, we're not giving them correct information. So we've got, you know, a core-based software that allows for all of this and to help our clients continue to grow their businesses and provide safer and higher quality of service for the students.
Boy, that's a little longer than an elevator speech, but it's a great summary of, all the things and that, you know, go into the student transportation realm. I'd love to talk with you all day about this, Kim, but as you know, we try to keep the podcast, you know, to what we say is folks driving to work or home from work. So we'll have to look forward to, you know, more conversation in Milwaukee. But if folks want to learn more about Tyler Technologies in the interim, you know, where can they find that information?
Absolutely. And please do check us out, tylertech.com. We build software for those who serve the public, so we understand those needs. Check us out, tylertech.com. Reach out through Kurt and NSTA, and they will be happy to give you my contact information if needed. And just thank you for having me, because I can definitely talk about this stuff all day too. So I hope to see everybody at the conference.
Yeah, and if you have questions on the conference, always feel free to, you know, contact us at 703-684-3200, or you can send an email to info@yellowbuses.org. Once again, our guest at NSTA The Bus Stop is Kim Rentner, Industry Engagement Consultant, Tyler Technologies. Kim, looking forward to seeing you in Milwaukee, and thanks so much for joining us at NSTA The Bus Stop.
Thank you, Kurt. Thanks for everything you do.